The Togiak Refuge has for decades rented from Chogyung Limited in a building that also houses the Dillingham LIO and some other offices. And the rent is sky high. Refuge manager Susanna Henry says it's more than $11,000 a month, which is why Fish and Wildlife started looking at the Carlson House property as an alternative.
So our intention was not to restore the entire old Carlson House, but to keep that on the property and build a new modern building that meets our requirements.
Henry has a vision for the Carlson property that would include historical preservation of the original house, as well as a veterans memorial, two ideas that other people in town had wanted. But there's one big hang-up in the plan. Building a new office building will be very expensive. Fish and Wildlife would rather go with the possibly cheaper option of purchasing the building they're currently renting. But Henry says it's been unclear whether Chogyung is willing to sell and at what price.
We had an appraiser, a contracted appraiser, come out to Dillingham and take a look at this building and look at other comparables. And they were frustrated in the effort. They were unable to get all the information they needed from Chogyung to make a fair appraisal.
Federal agencies are required to buy at fair market value, so without an appraisal, they can't move forward. Chogyung did not respond to requests for comment on whether they are considering selling the building or not. The refuge has looked at a third option, the old courthouse building, but that's also owned by Chogyung and they'd need an appraisal there as well. In the meantime, the city has asked the Togiak Refuge to draw up a plan for taking over the Carlson property and to present it to the city by the end of 2016. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.